with the record.
I'm the indecisive guy leaving the buffet with way too much food. Yeah, just a mountain of it. Yeah. I'm not sure, and so I'll just take it all and I'll figure it out at the table. Yeah, that's a little bit what the set list looks like right now. It's a buffet. Yeah, it's a conundrum because I want to play what the audience want to hear, obviously. And there's a mix of people in the audience. You've always got people, you've got new people that have never seen us live, and they're hoping that you do X song, whatever it might be. It could be something, that could be Kiss a Girl, it could be Sweet Thing, it could be You'll Think of Me, it could be Days Go By, it could be, I mean, there's so many songs. And if we don't do, and then you've got other people who have seen us hundreds and hundreds of times, and they're like, oh, please don't do that song again. We've heard that a million times. You know, that we want to hear more of the new ones. So it's a beautiful challenge that I feel very blessed, very, very blessed to have. And at the end of the day, I'll put together a set list that feels energy and emotion and thematically and musically and every other way right from top to bottom, covering as much that we can without playing for 4 hours. It's also part of the reason we didn't take out a third act on the tour. We've just taken out Kelsey and us. That gives us more time to play. But there's nothing like just starting the tour, because the audience, the reaction will be pretty clear of what's working, what's not working, what's kind of working, what works but not there in the set. It's usually a moving, flowing set list until maybe a month and a bit into the tour. And it starts to solidify a little bit. But I have a feeling on this tour, I might have several different sets that we rotate in and out, which is a way to cover a lot more material, mm-hmm. for the people that come to multiple shows too.
Mm.